This Roto Report is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Satellite. It's never been easier to dump cable, so get DirecTV now with no money up front. Equipment and installation are free, a $100 Visa card for signing up, plus get the 2014 NFL package with all the games free. Call Northeast Ohio Satellite 440-543-2625. Well, the national championship game is finally upon us, and if you had number 7-seeded UConn against number 8-seeded Kentucky, then you won your bracket. It wasn't even close, because not many people had that, and that's the surprise matchup tonight. John Calipari's Wildcats against Kevin Ollie's Huskies of UConn, and it should be an interesting matchup. When you look at these two teams, they are different in so many ways. The experience of the Huskies, led by Shabazz Napier, who was on that last national championship team with Kemba Walker, Ryan Boatwright, a couple of upperclassmen. Napier's a senior. Boatwright is a junior. You add in Daniels, the outstanding power forward, who is also a junior. They have more games, more experience, and they're hoping that that plays to their favor in tonight's matchup. But having said that, when we looked at this Kentucky team from the beginning of this tournament, I think a lot of us felt if they won one game, they'd be lucky. Not only have they won one game, they've won five games, yes, by only 18 total points, but it doesn't matter at this point. It's survive and advance, and that's exactly what Kentucky has done with their five starting freshmen, Andrew and Aaron Harrison, the Harrison twins, James Young, Julius Randle, Dakari Johnson. They're doing it without Willie Cauley-Stein, the outstanding sophomore center. He's out, will not play tonight. So when you look at these two teams, very different in so many ways. Where are the advantages for these two teams? Let's start with the Huskies, who are 31-8 coming into this game to get here. They beat St. Joe's in overtime, Villanova, Iowa State, shut down Michigan State, and then just beat Florida by 10 points. What gives them the advantage in this contest? What gives them the belief that they can win this game? Well, when you beat Michigan State and Florida in back-to-back games, your confidence has to be pretty high. So they're a confident bunch right now. The other thing that really stands out for me with this team is their perimeter defense. They pressure the ball. They pressure everybody 1 through 5 and create some turnovers. It starts with Boatwright and Napier. They get up in your face, and what a job they've done the last two games against Keith Appling and Scotty Wilbekin, the outstanding point guards for Michigan State and Florida. They shut them down, really put the pressure on them, created turnover steals, and those led to some easy transition baskets. They're going to want to do the same against Kentucky if they can against the Harrison twins. The other thing that stands out for me in this tournament for UConn is their shooting. Not just their free throw shooting, but their field goal percentage as well as their three-point percentage. They shoot it at 87% from the free throw line. So if this game is close down the stretch, I think the advantage goes to the Huskies because they are a far better free throw shooting team than Kentucky. 87% in the tournament? That's ridiculous. I looked it up. They are 91 of 105 in the tournament. They've missed 14 free throws the entire tournament. So if it's close, they get in the double bonus, you're in trouble if you're Kentucky. But they also have knocked down at least 5 3-point shots in every tournament game, and they're shooting as a team 40% from 3-point range, and their overall shooting is at 46%. So their recipe for success in this tournament has been outstanding defense, create turnovers, and then shoot the ball well from the free throw line, from the field, and from beyond the arc. Now, can they do that against this Kentucky team? We'll have to see. But so far, that's been the way they've won basketball games in this tournament. And the other thing that stands out for me is DeAndre Daniels. This is a guy that isn't going to get the same pub as Julius Randle or James Young, but he has been outstanding. He's a 6'9", 200-pound forward. He's a junior. He has experience. He had 20 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double against Florida. He's going to help, or has to help, I should say, Shabazz Napier in this game if they're going to knock off Kentucky. He has to have another big game like he did against Florida if they're going to beat Kentucky. Where do the Wildcats have the advantage? Well, their size and their length. Points in the paint. This is where they can really kill a team, and they have throughout this tournament. Dakari Johnson, a 7 foot, 265-pound freshman center. How do you like that? If you're John Calipari, you lose Willie Cauley-Stein to an injury. Okay, we'll just plug in a 7 foot freshman center. He had 10 points and 7 rebounds in the last game. Julius Randle, the man-child, 6'9", 250, only a freshman. He's going to be one of the top three picks in the NBA draft. 16 points, 5 rebounds in the last game in that big win for the Kentucky Wildcats over Wisconsin. And the 4 previous games, he had double-doubles in the other 4 games in the NCAA tournament. He is more than a handful. I mentioned James Young earlier. James Young, I like DeAndre Daniels, is a guy that is underrated. Maybe doesn't get the pub that Randle does, but deserves it. He's a swing player. He can go guard. He can go forward. 6'6", 215. He had 17 points, 5 rebounds in the big win to get them to the national championship game. So right there, the length, the athleticism, the size of Johnson, Randle, and Young on that front line for Kentucky is going to be tough for UConn to handle. And then you mix in the Harrison twins, and they're both 6'6", about 215. So they have the size, the length, the athleticism that could bother Shabazz Napier and Ryan Boatwright, who are, what, 6'1" and 6 foot. So that's an advantage for Kentucky there. And then Aaron Harrison, king-sized cojones, 3 game-winning or game-changing shots in this tournament. Not afraid to take the big shot, and they play off of each other very, very well. You mix in Alex Poitras, coming off the bench, a 6'8", 240-pound sophomore. There's more of that size, that length, that athleticism, and this is why Kentucky is so tough to beat. And oh yeah, Marcus Lee has come out of nowhere in this tournament, another 6'9", 215-pound guy to give them a more explosion, if you will, off the bench at either the forward or the center position. So when you look at Kentucky, yes, they play, what, 6 freshmen and 1 sophomore at this point. You may think they're too young to win a national championship, but when you go through this tournament and you win a tight game against Wisconsin by 1 point to get to the title game, you beat Michigan by 3 points, Wichita State by 2 points, you are battle-tested at this point in time. And the fact that they can rely on any number of those freshmen to score points, but also have the go-to guy in Julius Randle and Aaron Harrison down the stretch. I think right now they're really not freshmen. They are, as I said, battle-tested, and this is a team that is going to be tough to beat. It all came together at the right time. They were an 8 seed coming into this tournament. UConn a 7 seed, so neither of these teams were expected to be here, but they are here, and they'll square off tonight, and when it's all said and done, in a close game, maybe even decided by another 3-point shot from Aaron Harrison, I've got Kentucky pulling it out tonight, 64-61 over UConn. That will give John Calipari his second national championship in the last 3 years. There's your Roto Report, and it was brought to you by Northeast Ohio Satellite. Call 440-543-2625 to sign up for DirecTV Now and get the NFL package, equipment and installation for free, plus a $100 Visa card. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.